Love.
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 Dare.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkau. Tischkau.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
Hello, it is the LSD Cast time, love, sex, dating with Prem and Rogue, your favorite siblings, right?
Absolutely. And it's such a privilege to be here with Rogue today. How are you doing, Rogue? It's been so long.
Yeah, a whole week.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to think we only talk on the show.
No, that is actually quite accurate. We speak, the maximum amount of time that we spend together is through LSD. So LSD, we want to thank you guys because we have a better relationship now.
We've had a great relationship. This show just makes us talk about stuff in a more disciplined manner because we actually have a format. Because you guys, you don't want to just hear us rambling on, and we've imposed this format because otherwise we would just ramble on.
And it is because of you guys, so we give you all the credit.
Anyway, what have you been up to, Prem? What have you been up to this week? I'm sure you've had a more exciting week than mine.
Actually, it's been pretty good. Went on a date a couple of days ago. I met this girl at a bar that I go to pretty often, and she's really sweet, tall, very athletic, and is actually really funny and very real. So it's nice. I mean, I'm going to definitely go out with her, and it's nice. It's refreshing and exciting. So I will keep you posted on that.
Excellent. Good. I was traveling for work, and then I met family. And it is impossible to meet people to date while you're with family, in my case.
That's funny because even I met family. Which family did you meet? I met my mom and dad. Who did you meet?
I met our aunt and uncle and cousins.
I see.
Now people are really going to think we don't talk at all. We've got WhatsApp groups out the wazoo. Don't believe this for a second, all right? This is not representative.
Yes.
Anyhow, on this episode, we have got a vocabulary lesson for you that you're never going to forget. And to help us with it, we've actually got expert advice and commentary from a psychologist, as promised.
So is this the part where I am not in the show at all? Is that what's going on?
It is because logistics were too hard. You were asleep and we were awake here.
You know what they say, you lose if you snooze, and that's what happened.
And that's right. Well, it's our listeners' gain because instead of Prem, you have Dr. Sonali Gupta.
I am so hurt. You did not just say that.
What I meant was that, you know, they lost you, but they also gained somebody, and it's equitable. But you're back for the second segment because we're talking about sex together.
Oh, exciting.
As everybody should. So our love and dating question has to do with something that is called back burner syndrome. If you want to know what that is, you have to check it out after the break.
I for one am definitely curious to know what that means. So I'll be sticking around. Yes. I wanna hear this.
Yeah, we do listen to our own podcast.
Yes.
And then we have our sex question from a girl who's confused about the flowery words and the mixed messages she's getting from this guy she's met.
Oh, okay.
So all that and more after the break.
So guys, I won't be there for the next segment, but I'll be back.
So don't go anywhere.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
And now it's time for our love and dating segment.
Love.
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 And
digital.
And as promised, we're back with a very special guest. We've got a psychologist with us, and she deals with love, sex, dating, and all its permutations all the time. This is Sonali Gupta. Welcome, Sonali. Will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, so I work with love, sex, desire, dhoka, and dating, all of it, all three put together. So a lot of my work is with relationship, with couples, with LGBT, with young people who don't want relationships, who want relationships, who are not sure, you know, if they will sustain a relationship.
Oh, that sounds like everybody, doesn't it?
All of us, at some stage or the other.
Great. So today we're going to do an expanded vocabulary lesson with the explanation of what exactly is happening with this phenomenon. So I'll set it up. Previously, I spoke to somebody who was actually irritated because somebody she'd gone out with and broken up with was now constantly liking her Facebook posts and not messaging her, not commenting, but just kept showing up on her feed as having liked her posts, and it was driving her up the wall. Now, I didn't correlate that with dating, love, or sex, but it turns out this is actually a thing. And so Sonali and I had this really interesting conversation that I want to share with you guys. And Sonali, I would love for you to explain, what is this? I love that there's actually a term for it.
Yes, so the term for it is back burner syndrome. So a lot of people end up keeping other people on the back burner where there's a possibility of having a relationship either romantically or sexually. So these are people who can turn into possibilities. And with social media, it's easier to retweet a tweet or like their Facebook without directly interacting with them. So they feel they are not giving a signal. You know, they are just saying, I'm trying to be, you know, I'm in touch with you, but I'm not really in your space. We can explore it maybe if it gets to that point. So keeping it open.
Interesting. So it's just like top of the mind. Like, look, I'm here. Look, I'm still here. Look, I'm still here.
So that you don't forget me. You can't get me out of your mind, even if we are not in a relationship.
Oh my God, it just sounds...
We stay in each other's life. And so that you don't forget me.
That sounds really passive aggressive to me.
It is. It's also attention seeking. That I can't do away with the thought that maybe you would forget me because there are so many people out in the dating circle.
Yeah, I guess that's there too. Does this also then explain what's going on with people who are constantly like just interested in messaging you rather than, and they're just not doing anything about it? Because on dating apps, this is what I find is that people feel, sometimes you feel like you have a connection with somebody and then they sort of disappear for a bit and then come back and again like massage your ego, make you feel like you're important and disappear. Is that what's going on?
True. Also that, and I think also the desire to have the best mate, to have explored all the options and to get the perfect mate. So when I keep my other options open, I know that I could, you know, I'm still keeping you on hold, but I'm also exploring my other options to figure out if I'm getting the best mate who fits with my needs.
So FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yes, absolutely.
That's disgusting. Sorry. But if you recognize you're doing this, obviously you shouldn't be doing this, right?
Yes, not just the fear of missing out, but also, you know, holding on, giving mixed signals. And also the fear that I can't trust myself when it comes to my decision about mates. So one is fear of missing out. The other is that maybe I'm making a decision way too quickly. Maybe I must put others on hold so that I can get back to them. So also I think it comes with not trusting yourself and living in the moment.
Wow, that's a lot to unpackage. So I'm sure I'm definitely guilty of not trusting my judgment. But I also feel like personally, when I've been in a relationship, I give it 100%. However, I've discussed this in a previous episode. I had a boyfriend at one time who I asked in a different context, like, do you think people are always looking for the next best thing? And unequivocally, he said, yes. At which point it gave me pause. I was like, wait, are you also like looking for the next big thing? And it turned out he was.
So I think a lot of people are looking for it. And I think dating on apps makes it so much more easier because You have interacted with so many people over a period of time. The minute you have a conflict with your current partner, it's easier to look at others and tell yourself, you know, this is going so much smoother, this is how it can be, and there is a novelty attached to it. So it's so much easier to have all those people, you know, on your backup, you know, who are part of your back burner syndrome, now still be accessible to you.
So then it's just about an ego stroke. You've had an argument with your current partner, and then you go out and like everybody's posts and feel like...
So A, ego stroke. B, saying that if I get in touch with you, we never really were apart. I always liked your Facebook post, right? Even if we never spoke on WhatsApp or on a personal text message, on an iMessage, we were still always in touch. So it's also a way of keeping people still in your life and making it easier for you to go back to them.
So are people aware that they do this?
So when I've spoken to clients, or when I've sent them an article saying, read about back burner. So they've said, this is me. But they generally don't really know where it's coming from. So sometimes unconsciously they are keeping these backups. Sometimes they are conscious, but I think it's very hard to acknowledge that you're dating someone and you're still thinking about backups. Although there is interesting research that shows that people who are in committed relationship and singles both have backups and both engage in back burner syndrome almost to the same extent.
That is so depressing. So everybody's looking for something better.
It is. To the extent that I would say, when I read this research, I read it twice and I looked for another research that could counteract this.
So is there a solution if you are aware that you're doing this and it's about trust, both trusting your partner, trusting yourself? What does one do to address this and try at least to be a better, more self-aware, more... So my big thing is always putting out in the universe something that you want to receive, karma. So how do you overcome this if you're doing it?
True. So I think the first step is to catch yourself when you're doing it. So if you're on Facebook and you're consciously looking for someone who is back burner. So, okay, the first sign of back burner would be there's somebody who is a potential mate. It's not just that they show up on your feed, but you would actually go type their name and search for them.
Okay.
So you're actually looking for the person. So you know that you're creating your so-called personal, you know, list of people who are on the back burner, A. B, ask yourself, why are you constantly operating on this fear or anxiety that something would go wrong? Because that's where the answer is. That sometimes we already believe that something is going to go wrong. So addressing that anxiety, because we create backups, yes, but to constantly create backups is almost making yourself believe that something could go wrong, and I do have a backup, so it's easy for me to not give it a complete shot. So what back burner syndrome generally does, it doesn't give people a chance to give 100% to a relationship.
Of themselves, makes sense.
Yes, and to both.
And if you're on the receiving end of it, if somebody's constantly liking your Facebooks and you know they're in a relationship or something and it's giving you these mixed signals, what should you do if you're on the receiving end of it?
You can choose to not like their posts if we are talking about Facebook.
Right.
Saying if they are in a relationship and they feel that, you know, that they are being threatened, or even if they are not being threatened, they may not want to take this anywhere forward. So then to choose to behave in ways where you are not giving mixed signals or you are not being reciprocal in this process.
Maybe just recognize that, oh, he's backburning me or she's putting me on the back burner.
Yes, and even if they may have interest, you don't have an interest. So it's okay to not indulge in it.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like everybody's always looking for a back burner. So
I don't think everybody is, but I think a lot of people, and I think with technology, with dating apps, at least, you know, a lot of people are, the technology creates backups. You have chatted with so many people, so you already have your backup. If you have ever been in the dating game, and even if you have not been part of the dating app, still a lot of your college friends, a lot of your school friends are still part of your Facebook.
Fair enough. And I have to say that even in my mind, I do have like a, not like I've sat down and listed them, but I do have a free-floating list of all the single people who went to school and college with me. Not that I'm thinking of them, but I know that when I've been in between boyfriends, I have sort of gone and looked them up and liked their stuff. So, yeah, I guess everybody's done it.
I guess all of us are guilty of doing it at some point or the other. It's just about catching yourself in those moments. If you're in a relationship and if you're in a healthy, mature relationship, learn to discuss it. Discuss it with a friend, learn to discuss it with a partner, and ask yourself, what's the payoff of doing this?
Maybe just the ego stroke, and maybe that's not good enough. All right, we've reached the end of this segment. It was great to have you on. So now, if people want to reach you?
So they can reach me on my website, www.guptasonali.com, guptasonali.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And you know what? We've got so much left to discuss. We have also touched upon the idea of phantom exes. So that's going to come up in another show. Stay tuned.
And our sex question is coming up, so don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
And we're back.
Yes, we are. So after that really enlightening segment, we have the sex question.
Sex.
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 So we have a question that Natasha writes in, and she says that she has been seeing this guy for a few weeks now, and they haven't slept together, but there's definitely a lot of chemistry. They really like each other. They're into each other. And she's a little confused because she doesn't want to just have like a fling with him. She genuinely likes him and she wants to see where it goes, but she's a little confused because he's been saying all the right things. And she, of course, wants to believe him and go with the flow, but there's something that's at the back of her mind that's stopping her. And her question is there any way to determine what this guy's real intentions are? So,
oh man, she wants us to help her find out if he's sincere. From Bombay and LA.
Yep, from Bombay to LA, we have Natasha.
So random. Lie detector test, anybody? Should we go over there with a little kit, strap him into a chair and make him answer questions? What are your intentions towards Natasha?
I think that's a great idea.
Speak now.
Oh, forever. Hold your peace. No, that's actually for something
else. Hold your peace. Yeah, never mind. Well, how do you tell if a boy is sincere or is saying all the right things to get into your pants? I also want to know the answer.
Oh, great. I was just going to ask you, like, what do you think about this entire scenario? Are you good at being able to gauge someone's bullshit or not?
Hell no. But I think I'm getting slightly better. I used to be really terrible at it. And I have learned, hopefully, something from my mistakes. But can I just, like, tell?
Okay.
No, because here's what happens with people like me, is that sometimes when we're getting mixed signals, especially between actions and words, for whatever reason, we tend to give the words equal weight. And what I think I've learned now is that words actually don't mean anything unless they're backed up by action. And actions always, always need to be given precedence. So
right.
I would not probably be able to tell. Unless the actions were really contrary. So, Prem, as the boy, what do you think? Is there a test?
So, Natasha, so I'm just going to lay it down for you. Most guys would say absolutely anything and everything to get what they want, which is to get into your pants.
Okay, then.
That is true. And you know a guy, more often than not, he may not be able to help it because, you know, the hormones are... Yeah, listen to this. So in the heat of the moment, you know, you stop thinking rationally. Your judgment is impaired and you really start thinking from what's between your legs. and you know, you are in that moment, you're in the mood, you're very switched on, and you probably will go ahead and say the things that the other person just wants to hear to get what you want. And in the moment, the guy probably means what he's saying. So, which makes things even more tricky.
That is awful. I don't buy that kind of, well, I'm not a guy, but I mean, we've had this conversation before. You're conscious, you know what you're doing, you're responsible for your actions, and then you're leading somebody on. That's not cool.
Yeah, it's not. So, unfortunately, the only way is to not give in. And
or maybe have a conversation when it's not during the heat of the moment, and ask where things are and what they mean, right? Because if you're saying that they can't help themselves and they might lie when they're turned on, then maybe the thing to do is have a conversation over like soup or something.
That's actually a very smart idea, Rogue. Natasha, you catch him off guard and you catch him in a scenario where it doesn't lead to the bedroom, and then you can actually quiz him and figure out what his real intentions are. And if you see him stammering or stuttering or, like, you know, rolling his eyes, looking elsewhere, and you feel that he's not being genuine, then you need to follow your inner voice and, you know, and go with that.
Yeah, and this is where my previous thing comes in. You know, actions trump words. So pay attention to how he's behaving with you. You know, there are things that people do when they sincerely care or think there is potential, like introducing you to their friends, talking about a future, introducing you to family, making space for you. And if none of those things are happening, then maybe it is just about hooking up. Which is not to say that if you were okay with just hooking up and seeing where it went, that would be fine. But you've stated explicitly that you don't want to hook up without the potential for a real relationship. You're holding out. And in that case, if there is a voice in your head saying, hold on, I'd say check in with that voice and get proof, and then, you know, you're probably right. If your gut is strong enough to tell you it's warning you, then yeah, he may not be that sincere.
So Natasha, since you can't like tie him down and give him a lie detecting test, I think you should just go with Rogue's advice. And I'll be very curious to know, actually, we both and the listeners will be very curious to know, like, what happens next. Is this guy 100% or is this guy scamming you? We will find out in the next episode of LSD.
With Prem and Rogue. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us in the iTunes or Google Play Store and to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
Right, so we were having a little offline chat about like the meters to see if this guy actually intends to have a real relationship. And Prem has just like pissed all over my parade because he knows somebody.
Yeah.
Who? Take it away.
Well, I actually know somebody who introduces girls to his parents on a regular basis. And
like all of them?
Yeah, because they are very cool. They know their son. And it's okay for him to bring, like, you know, different girls over. So, but the women, they obviously start thinking in a different way. It's thinking that, oh my God, this guy has introduced me to his family, his parents. This must be something way deeper than just a hit and go. So,
yeah,
so,
I agree.
So, yeah, so there are guys out there who scam that shit.
Damn. So then, do you think that introductions to friends are a better metric? Like, so I obviously this guy is an exception, right? Most people, especially Indians, like bringing somebody home to meet the parents is a huge deal, even for us. But friends, like if I have a date, you know, usually I'm just going out with the person only if it's serious or has potential that this person could become a part of my life. Do I introduce them to my friends or start involving them with like smaller group activities?
No. That's a better metric. Yeah, but that's from a girl's point of view. Like a guy, his friends probably know that he's such a player. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm just being a devil's advocate here. So, you know, he could do that. He could bring a new girl, a new flavor of the week to his friends. And his friends are like, okay, he's brought another girl. They're okay with it because they know him and they, you know, are nice to her. They entertain her. And then he just moves on to somebody else. So
that is so evil. Oh, my God. Yeah. So that reminds me of this guy I met once. We'd gone out like a few times. And then he took me to a friend's 40th birthday or something. And all his friends made such a big deal about me. They were like, oh my God, I can't believe this guy's brought a girl. You're the first girl he's brought in. For like different people took me aside individually to like want to get to know me. And I actually ended up feeling like, oh my God, this is really frightening. Like he clearly is more into this than I am. Because he'd been really casual about it when he asked me. And I didn't realize it was such a big deal.
Wow.
But so that's the opposite end of the spectrum. Like,
yeah, of course.
Not that we ended up together, but I felt like when you bring somebody into a close-knit group of friends, it does mean something. Natasha, looks like you've got your work cut out for you, man. Not only have you got to figure out if he's a player, but also if he's sincere. So, yeesh. And what about you guys? Like, what is your way of showing somebody that you're interested in that it means something? Do you take them home? Do you take them to meet your parents, your friends, your siblings? Like, what is it? Who do you first introduce them to when it's starting to get serious? We want to know.
And yes, and so does the cabbie outside your window, because he's been honking
for
the last 5 minutes.
He wants to know, he wants to know. Everybody.
So everybody out there, for us, the other listeners, the cabbie who's outside honking, we want to know what you think.
Yeah, what do you do? Tell us. Okay, on that note, we are going to
bid farewell and see you very soon.
Ciao.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and desi dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ru.
A Sonologue production.